You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. With October right around the corner, Major League Baseball fans are warming up their easy chairs to watch their favorite teams battle it out on the road to the World Series. Commentator Gary Borders will stop everything to root on his beloved Boston Red Sox as they make their first playoff appearance in 4 years.
Major League Baseball's regular season ends this weekend. My beloved Red Sox, and probably won the AL East, which nobody predicted. Autumn has arrived. The playoffs start next week. I will be glued to the TV set each time the Sox play, rooting them into the World Series. Life and events again conspired and kept me from making it to Fenway Park this season. I can't complain, since nobody will listen. Instead, in August, I drove down to watch the Red Sox play the Houston Astros in Minute Maid Park, accompanied by my daughter, Mare, and son-in-law, Matt. We sat in right field by the foul pole, in prime home run ball-catching territory. Back in the day, the Astros were called the Lastros. That insult, sadly, has been resurrected for a team fallen on really hard times. Some of the jokes making the rounds of Facebook include, I left 3 Astros tickets on my dashboard in downtown Houston. Somebody broke into my car and left 3 more. It's gotten so bad, the cops in Houston are pulling people over and giving them Astros tickets. Major League Baseball has been looking at ways to speed up the game. They're considering letting the Houston Astros lose via email. Houston Astros fans wear sunglasses, even though the stadium roof is closed during those gruesome summer nights. That's so nobody will recognize them. Why can't the Houston Astros use the World Wide Web? Because they can't get 3 W's in a row. All right, I'll stop. The Astros are what we East Texans call bless their hearts bad. They once again lost more than 100 games this season. Switching to the American League this season didn't improve their prospects, although it helped my chances of seeing the Red Sox play in Texas, either against the Rangers or now the Astros. So I was fine with the change. Plus, I love Minute Maid Park, especially in summer. Watching a ball game in Texas during August could be a grilling experience. Minute Maid is wonderfully air-conditioned. That's how to watch baseball in Texas during the dog days. I love the ritual of a Major League game. The grounds crew carefully manicuring and watering the infield before the first inning. The players warming up beforehand, tossing each other lazy pop flies. The ceremonial throwing of the first pitch by some lucky person. Singing the national anthem. When we come to the line about, our flag was still there, it still makes my eyes well every time. It has since September 11th of 2001. I don't watch many games on television anymore. It just takes too long, I guess. But it's a treat to sit in the outfield and watch a game that I have followed since I'd barely learned to read. 6 years ago, I sat in Fenway for Game 1 of the World Series and watched the Sox blow out the Rockies. The ticket and a photo I shot of the first pitch are framed in the wall above my reading chair. If the Sox make it to the Fall Classic this season, I'll watch it on television like everyone else. That one's off the bucket list. I try not to let my hopes rise too high. I know all too well how capable the Red Sox are of collapsing, as they did 2 seasons ago, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory with jaw-dropping ineptitude. We true fans, our allegiance bred into us for generations, know to expect the worst. We modestly hope for the best. Thus, I can empathize with those Astros fans. I feel your pain, folks. Let the playoffs begin.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College. He welcomes your Sox empathy. Find him at GaryBorders.com.